Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new bite-sized political podcast here today on Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And I want to invite all the world's migrants to come to Northern Ireland. Well, no, I don't actually. I want to send them all back home, but a High Court judge in Northern Ireland yesterday made a pretty momentous decision, which kind of made me laugh. And you may have seen this in the news. It's not been fully properly reported, however, because the judge in Northern Ireland's High Court basically said that the government's Migration Act, or Illegal Migration Act, should not apply in Northern Ireland because it breaches, certainly parts of it breaches human rights law, and therefore, and the Windsor framework, which the government was boasting about. We got the Windsor framework. We've done a deal. The DUP are back into government with the IRS political representatives. Hooray. Turns out now it's actually blowing up in their face. Ironic. But apparently this ruling now raises significant questions about the long-term viability of Rishi's plan to refuse some asylum seekers a hearing and send them straight to Rwanda. In this ruling, Mr. Justice Humphreys also declared parts of the Illegal Migration Act are incompatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. So in summary, what's happened here is a senior judge in Northern Ireland has declared that the government's Illegal Migration Act, which is a Rwanda bill, basically is in breach of the Windsor Framework and is in breach of the European Convention on Human Rights. So that means that it cannot apply in Northern Ireland. Right. Well, okay, let's start at the bottom here, or the beginning. First of all, I believe that the Rwanda thing, and I've said this from day one, is a massive PR scam. It will never amount to anything. It's not the way of dealing with the problem. It's all about generating headlines and debate and trying to make Rishi Sunak look like a tough guy, getting tough on those migrants, right? That's what it's designed to do. It's not actually designed to work. Because, as you know, they haven't actually deported one person against that person's will, not one. And, you know, the election isn't that far away. And as the BBC helpfully pointed out in this one, Labour have said that once they get into power, they will immediately get rid of this act. Because they don't believe that Rwanda is the way forward. Or we know what their way forward is. If anything, it's worse. So in many regards, this is much ado about nothing. But just think for one moment, if this bill did get off the ground, you're going to have a disunited United Kingdom. You're going to have certainly England and Wales. Now, I'm not sure about Scotland, but England and Wales, the act would apply in. So migrants could be deported, theoretically, to Rwanda if they live in England, if they reside in England or Wales. But all they need to do is get in the boat to Northern Ireland and they're safe. It becomes Sanctuary Island. And then if they don't fancy it in Northern Ireland and they fancy the good life in Dublin, then get in the bus and they're in Dublin, you know, an hour and a half later. So this is going to cause massive problems if the Rwanda bill actually was to amount to anything more than a hill of beans, which it won't. And of course, when you ask, I did ask some senior Northern Ireland politicians, were they good with this? And clearly the DUP came as a nasty shock to them, an utter bunch of clowns. And so they've had to go, oh, we need clarification in this. We need to have the one law operating the whole of the UK. Well, we don't have laws operating across the UK anymore, thanks to the likes of the DUP. So that one doesn't go very far. But the implication would be that Northern Ireland could become like a little colony for illegal migrants, you know, people who shouldn't be in Northern Ireland. Now, in actual fact, the interesting thing about this case in the High Court was that it was brought about because an Iranian boy brought it. Wonder how an Iranian boy manages to get the funds, some 16-year-old boy or whatever, who came solo to the UK, brought this case. Now, this is all manipulation by lawyers. You understand that. And activist groups and human rights groups. These people hate the idea of a nation having boundaries, borders, control over who comes in and who goes out. They hate that. And so anything will be done and everything will be done to create open borders. So Northern Ireland clearly has open borders because based on what this High Court judge said, anyone can come here anytime and they will not be deported. How that works out in the long term for Northern Ireland, it destroys it. It destroys where I live. If this was to be the case, we don't have the public infrastructure. We don't have, you know, the necessary financial resources to accommodate the whole of the third world who could, as I say, in theory, come here feeling themselves, zero risk of deportation. Now, the government's going to take appeal this, so that will drag it through the courts for a few more months. And so when I said it is much ado about nothing. But it would mean that, for example, if it did happen, Northern Ireland becomes this little migrant piece of land. And by definition, the rest of the Irish, the island of Ireland, follows. Because there's nothing to stop those people traveling to the south of Ireland. We don't have a hard border. We should have a hard border, but we don't. Therefore, travel, you know, from Belfast to Dublin and all parts in between is possible without anybody checking you. So it's very interesting to see how this one is unraveling. But I think the punchline is it will never happen. The Rwanda Act, therefore, in a sense, declaring it void and against human rights is just more of the stuff that we see. Thanks so much for listening.